Hello, and today on Meandering Design, I have my dear friend Amber with me, and we're going to talk a little bit about how we met and why we did this crazy thing called Fear Experiment. Hello, Amber.
Hello, Candy. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
I would love to hear the story about how we met from your perspective.
From my perspective. Okay. So, well, we did this crazy thing called Fear Experiment, and I mean, like, the most memorable part of the night that we met was just the fact that all these strangers are thrown together in this big room.
It was like 40 people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least that many people. And just all of us sprawled out on the floor, and, you know, it's funny the way that you just whatever attraction you have towards somebody, that magnetism that you're like, I'm going to sit right here next to these people because maybe they'll be nice and maybe not. Who knows? And, you know, eating pizza off of paper plates and like, well, why did you decide to do this? And I'm pretty sure I said, well, I kind of hate people. And your response to that was, oh my gosh, me too. And we've been like BFFs ever since. And, you know, and it's just, and I know that's totally not the case of hating people because obviously.
Well, it's you know, the getting to know strangers part exactly. Is what makes things difficult. So I think I should back up a little bit and explain what Fear Experiment is. There is a woman named Saya who runs a thing called Mac and Cheese Productions, and she gathers up 40 people, around 40 to 50 people, to do an art form. And so I and Amber did a cappella singing. So there were in our group, there were 20 people that did a cappella singing, and the other 20 people did stepping, which is like the Greek system stepping, not line dancing.
Right, like the collegiate kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Not stepping at club 9, whatever it is at the...
the line dancing.
The Hancock.
And you practice this art form that you are probably bad at for 3 months, and then you do a show at the Park West, which is actually pretty legit and pretty big deal. I mean, there are big names that have crossed that stage.
Right.
So I think the big part with Fear Experiment is there's something that you need to be afraid of. And I think for me, it was meeting strangers and also putting myself out there in a big way.
Me too. Like, but for me, the older I think anybody gets. I think that's a big thing as we get older is meeting new people and making lasting friendships because we're all so set in our ways and so not necessarily closed off, but now in this day and age where everything is technology based and people work from home and shop from home and you don't go out to bars necessarily to meet people anymore, and that's a big deal, meeting new people, branching out and creating a new circle of friends when you're in your late 30s into 40s and middle age.
I don't know if I agree with the middle-aged portion of things.
Well, I'm just telling you, that's a thing of the now. Kids these days think 45 is middle-aged. I'm just saying.
I do think that experience, I mean, I walked away from that experience with a core group of people, but also acquaintances that I can call upon for different things and help and needs, and It was pretty amazing. And I know that this is the last year that Saya is doing it because it is probably a big thing to run on your own. I mean, it's hosting a big event every 3 months, 3 to 6 months. So,
right.
What other ways do you get out and meet people?
Well, I think, I mean, definitely after doing Fear Experiment, and it did kind of encourage me to come out of that comfort zone so that when I do go to, I used to do a lot of things by myself anyway, go to concerts and go to the movies and go to dinners and go to sporting events by myself because the group of friends I had then didn't necessarily have the same tastes, you know, and we would do a lot of group stuff together, but they often didn't want to do the things that I wanted to do. So rather than, you know, sit in my living room, which is great, by myself all of the time, you know, I would go out and do that sort of thing. But now I'm not afraid to approach strangers. And
like if you're at an event.
If I'm at an event, right. Like, I look at it as a, you know, a way to make a connection with somebody, mm-hmm. you know. And but to be perfectly honest, I'm not branching out as much as maybe I should.
I've noticed that lately, too. That especially dealing with depression a lot lately, that I've been more homebound. And so I've been trying to sign up for different events and do different things. And sometimes I don't even tell my friends I'm doing them because right. I need to try and branch out.
I think you're really good at that, though. I mean, because you have your business and now you're doing the interior design piece of it and you belong to all of these professional networking groups, you do it a lot more,
mm-hmm.
which is great because you're also making more friends inside of those.
Mm-hmm. The business definitely forces yeah. me to put myself out there right. much more and to network
right.
more.
Right. Which, but that's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, not that I don't have that outlet, but I don't make those kinds of things accessible to myself
mm-hmm.
as much as I used to. You know, like when we were doing the Crave thing. And for me personally, that was not... I was not a good fit, or that was not a good fit for me.
Well, because it was a network of women entrepreneurs.
Maybe.
So, mainly right. women who owned their own business.
Right. I mean, granted, while I was managing a business, our experiences maybe didn't correlate the same.
Right.
But I think you do. I think you get out there and do a lot.
Well, thank you.
For sure.
I've been trying.
Yeah.
I was thinking also about when you walk into... a room, like going back to Fear Experiment. And I do remember walking in the room and seeing you sitting on the floor and you had kind of like cool red hair. And I was like, all right, I'm going to just sit next to this person and say hello. But it took a lot to walk into that room because
right.
there were already people there talking right. and walking in and having to talk to somebody, I think, was
right.
the hardest part.
And having that preconceived notion of hating people.
Right. It was a bonding moment.
Right. Exactly. You know, and you said we'll get to this at a later time, but realizing myself, not realizing that it was more about being an introvert than mm-hmm. just the plain disdain for humanity.
Yes.
That, well, you know, that's part of it.
I would say sometimes there yeah. is a pure disdain
yeah,
for
the
humanity.
Pure disdain is there. But I think that's an underlying piece of the much broader topic of introversion and those qualities and
yeah.
characteristics that go with that.
I was thinking too that you and I are both a little bit on the dark spectrum.
Right.
You know, we're not generally happy-go-lucky people.
Right.
And so I think it's easy for me to spend time with you because I don't have to pretend I'm happy or
right.
pretend I'm smiley or,
right.
or anything like that. It's really easy to be myself,
right?
Which I do tend to be with people, but I do know with some people that I feel like I have to kind of put on a better mood,
right?
But you and I can be snarky together,
right.
and it's
hate
all
everyone
good.
And everything together.
Yes, and it's all good.
I love that. I need that in my life.
Yeah,
just not you know. That's not just my sister.
Yes,
but then speaking, I sometimes feel the avoidance piece of.
Mm-hmm.
of that more than anything, like, ugh, I don't want to inflict myself on somebody.
Yes.
Because I know that I'm in that dark and dire...
The dark and
cloudy
place.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, the dark, cloudy place.
Yes.
And I'm like, I don't want to inflict that on anybody. Realizing, of course, that I'm not. Like, that's what good friends are there to do, is
mm-hmm.
support you through that shit.
Yes.
So, are we allowed to
yes,
swear?
Yes, we are definitely okay. swearing.
All right.
Well... I just wanted to say thank you for listening, and hopefully you will listen to our next podcast and conversation about introversion. Thanks, Amber.
Bye.